series devoted to Czech cinema opened in New York on Friday at the prestigious Film Society of Lincoln Center. The series, called Ironic Curtain, Czech Cinema Since the Velvet Revolution, is running for 7 days and showcases a wide range of Czech pictures made over the last 2 decades. Kate Barrett was at the opening.
Ironic Curtain, Czech Cinema Since the Velvet Revolution, is curated by Laura Blum, who spent over a year preparing the project with the Film Society of Lincoln Center. Speaking just a few steps off Broadway at the Walter Reed Theater on Friday, she explained how it had all come about.
Well, it really was a labor of love. I met someone who had moved to Prague in 1994. He's actually an American, and I felt that I needed to learn very quickly about his adoptive culture. And what better way to learn about a culture than through film? So it really was a matter of, let's put on a film festival, learn about Czech cinema, learn about Czech history through Czech film, and here we are.
There's more to the series than film. It also includes an exhibition called Off the Wall, The Art of Peter Sis, featuring drawings from the artist's book, The Wall, Growing Up Behind the Iron Curtain. American filmmaker and editor Jeff Hush, who's Blum's partner, worked with her closely on the exhibition.
We loved Peter Sis's work, and we had it in a book called The Wall, which was about his growing up behind the Iron Curtain. But we had to find a way to make it into a real art show. And so two things happened. One is we decided to blow up the work to a much larger format. And the other is, since The Wall was such a theme, and Laura's idea of the ironic curtain, we wanted to find a way of representing that beyond just images. We wanted to give a symbolic locus of that idea. And so we created this wall of empty picture frames on the wall of the gallery.
Getting back to the main focus of the Lincoln Center Festival, one of the highlights was a screening on Friday of Citizen Havel that was the documentary's debut in the U.S. But it wasn't this weekend's only first, says Blum.
We're extremely excited about presenting the North American premiere of The Ferrari Dino Girl by Jan Niemetz, which recounts his dash across the Czech-Austrian border in 1968 after the Soviet tanks rolled in, and he got a phone call at 4:30 in the morning telling him that these tanks were in Prague, and he took his camera and his crew, and he shot and rushed this footage over the border to broadcast to the world what was happening.
Ironic Curtain's organizers also secured quite a coup, a preview of Czech Peace by the makers of the hugely successful Czech Dream. Their new documentary focuses on now-abandoned U.S. plans to build a radar base in central Bohemia.
Kate Barrett from